This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind, my friends? After a great weekend, a fabulous rally on Friday. If you were there, I'd love to hear from you about what you thought about it. I talked to a lot of North Dakotans at that event. Smart move. Come on over. Join the fun. In Bemidji, Minnesota, it was a good time, for sure. This hour, the program is brought to you by PetroServe USA. We're right here now in the PetroServe USA studios, and the ovens are preparing the specials for the day. So we get the benefit of the aroma from that home cooking, where you get the grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. And one of the proudest accomplishments I have ever received as a talk show host is the recognition that I am making people hungry every day talking about the specials. Well, thank you very much. That's what we're supposed to do. And today, beef tips and gravy is one choice. Scallop potatoes and ham is another, if you stop at Valley City's PetroServe USA. Exit 292 off 94. Harwood and I-29, tater, tot, hot dish. Really good, really good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, tater, tot, hot dish as well. And, of course, at most every PetroServe USA location, all kinds of great food options. The chicken is amazing. The 4-for-$4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, PetroServe USA. And today and every Monday, any fresh-baked muffin, and they are fresh-baked, and they are really good, are just 99 cents. PetroServe USA, lowest price you'll pay for fuel anywhere in the state of North Dakota when you go to a PetroServe USA, guaranteed, just filled up with unleaded 88, and you get the bargain of all bargains. Just tell them Scott sent you. Well, happy Monday, everybody. Kevin Flynn is mounting our Fargo control, and Todd the Radio God Mitchell is in Bismarck, as always. Hello, Todd.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you very much.
All recovered from Bemidji?
I didn't have to recover at all. It was a total bucket filler. It was all energy.
I figured it was kind of a high, probably, right?
It was just incredible. I mean, I found myself taking a step back, really. And soaking it all in. And here's what gets me excited about it. Number one, a lot of people there. It's Bemidji, Minnesota. You just say, you know, really, could Joe Biden have 10% of this crowd here? There's no way. Right? I don't think he could draw 10% of that crowd in New York City. There's just not that level of passion for Joe Biden. There is a love of this president by, for lack of a better term, real people. All right? And by that, I mean salt of the earth, the folks that I consider, you know, western Minnesota, North Dakota, you know, most of South Dakota, into Montana, Wyoming, you know, our listeners, that it's just, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't. I'm at a loss for words, but it's just, you know, all walks of life and people just excited. I mean, when the president's plane was barely visible in the distance. There's just a little bit of a light coming in on approach to Bemidji Airport. All the cameras are up. As he gets closer and closer, people are cheering as he lands. It's just a crescendo. As he takes to the stage, people are screaming and hollering. And I don't know. It was really wonderful. And I had to think, too, a little bit about what we've been through in this year of 2020. When you couldn't go to church, but you could turn your TV on and see a mob of people destroying things for no apparent reason. You have TV reporters saying, "This is a peaceful protest," and behind them a building is on fire. And you can't go to a football game to watch your son. Oh, only one of you. Oh, only so many people in the stands. We're going to hold kids back again. And I don't believe we're doing a lot of what we're doing for any kind of rock-solid scientific reason. We're doing it to make people feel good. It's like masks. It is like masks. Now, there are anecdotal examples where there is heavy mask wearing. You know, you bend that curve a little bit. Where have we heard that? But as a respiratory therapist, for 30-plus years, told me this weekend at the event, we've never, ever, ever worn masks to help with a droplet virus. It's a droplet virus. It's what comes. This is not. This doesn't work. This is a respiratory therapist whose job is to keep people alive by ensuring they can breathe. So that's. And I understand you want people to feel safe. You want parents to feel safe. So these are all measures I'm getting at. Are much more designed to make people think, oh, they're doing something. They're doing something, so it's fine, when there's no actual provable benefit. And if you own a business and you want customers to come back, I'd mandate masks too. Because otherwise you're going to get every kind of armchair quarterback screaming in your face about it. And you also should know there were a lot of masks at the Trump event. I don't know if you saw any of the coverage. Kevin or Todd, you guys see how many people had masks behind him? They were handing out mega masks.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they had blue and red. And
I loved it. All the mega masks, all the signs, yeah. Peaceful protester, women for Trump, Latinos for Trump.
Oh, this,
awesome.
I mean, I love the T-shirts, the signs, the things people do. One guy had on a big CNN logo on his red shirt, and all I could see was the CNN logo. So I got a little closer. I said, can I take a picture of your shirt? He said, sure. The shirt is that true, or did you hear it on CNN?
Nice.
I'm like, I want one. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, so then the president takes to the stage, and again, there's this just incredible amount of euphoria over it. It's so fun to see people just be joyful about that, right? And 15 minutes in, we get news alerts saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, Supreme Court Justice. Wow. Ironically, when President Trump was here in 2018, while he was here, Antonin Scalia died. But, of course, replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg is epic for obvious reasons. She is a very, 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 very liberal member of the Supreme Court. I pray for the repose of her soul. I applaud the fact, as a father of two daughters, that she rose from obscurity in Brooklyn, New York, to a wicked smart lawyer in the Supreme Court. But her job every day on that court was to thwart everything I believe about our republic. So, she won't be missed on that court. And you're going to hear all kinds of stupid. It's going to sound like a playground for the next 40-some days, folks. You said this then. You said that. I'm just going to boil this all down for you. Boil this all down for you, okay? If Joe Biden were president today and Chuck Schumer was Senate Majority Leader, you follow me? A little hypothetical for you here. Biden's president, Schumer's majority leader, and Clarence Thomas dies. Do you think they proceed? Or do you say, oh, we're going to wait for the next president to decide. We think it's the proper decorum to you. Of course not. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it now. You know what? It's called politics. And politics is full of hypocrisy. In fact, I don't think we could even have a Washington, D.C. and a functioning government without hypocrisy, because that's all it is. And you're going to say one thing this time and one thing another. Now, it is important to note
But this time is different than when President Obama nominated Merrick Garland. Because Merrick Garland was nominated by a Democratic president who then requested of the Republican Senate they take this up. The answer is obviously going to be no. That's what politics, elections have consequences. You have a majority that's Republican. So this time, you've got a Republican president and a Republican Senate. Very different scenario. And that scenario means this is not unprecedented. So don't buy into this garbage that somehow, you know, Trump is ramming it through or Mitch McConnell is ramming it through or anything else. I hope they get it done. I really do. President's president for 4 years. Majority's the majority, in this case, for 2 years, till they lose. My thoughts, and I welcome yours today on What's on Your Mind. If you're at the rally, let me know what you thought. I just had a really good feeling about it. 800-228-0550.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by My Pillow, best pillow on the planet Earth. I just got a report for last week. Sold a bunch of stuff. I'm just going to see what the hot sellers here.
Hey, wait till he becomes governor.
Yeah, 99.95%, he told me on Facebook.
Oh, that went up. Half a point.
I know.
He was 99.9 last week.
Well, you think I'm not going to create news when I'm...
All right?
Yeah.
Or is somebody going to force a conflict of interest thing and then he can't put a MyPillow in the governor's residence?
Oh, of course he can.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Exactly. His head, his pillow,
well,
you know?
He'll do it like president. Just have Trump Hotel just down the street from the White House or something like that, you know? Have the MyPillow store right down from the governor's mansion.
The MyPillow mansion.
We sold a lot of sheets last week and a couple of these 3-inch mattress toppers. There's a lot to love here, folks. You know, Todd, this is for you. They have the Royal Purple Seat Cushion. Did you know that? You give yourself the royal treatment. You can turn any hard chair into the comfiest seat in the house.
Also for like a dining room chair, for example? Or
anything, yep, yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The Royal Seat Cushion is a very popular choice for anyone that wants to make their home the comfiest of homes. And
I have tried out the 3-inch mattress topper, by the way. My mother went and got one of those for the guest room at their place. And
30% off, oh, and man. You get two free standard MyPillows. So that's great. And they have a royal seat cushion and a back cushion now, too. All of this is at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, okay? Promo code Scott. There you go. Dean and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Dean, go ahead. I can't click to Dean here. You're going to have to help me out there, Daniel. 800-228-0550. I was going to get to an email here first. Good morning, Kevin and Scott. Kevin, you got a shout-out right there.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to let you know about an amazing pocket of pro-life activity in western North Dakota. The McKenzie County Right to Life, unapologetically pro-life group, in McKenzie County, Williams County, and Montreal County is doing some amazing work. And I think they definitely should be recognized.
Amen.
Their projects are very progressive and aggressive in not only providing direct services to women and men who find themselves with unplanned pregnancies. You know, the man does have a role in these unplanned pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
You know
you
what I'm saying? There is, it takes two to tango, as my mom used to say. But also involved in promoting and educating abortion abolishment in North Dakota and beyond. They're active not only locally but nationally, especially on college campuses. I'd like to give you more information and fill you in on this amazing group of people. Well, you did pretty good right there, McKenzie, but I'd love to know more. Appreciate the note. We have a news alert here that a mob has gathered at Lindsey Graham's home, threatening to break down the front door in Washington, D.C.
And make what happen?
And they're bringing, they have banging bongos. Oh, I think that would threaten him then to be in opposition to a vote on.
Yeah. Yep.
The presidential nominee.
This is how it works now. You go to someone's
I was just going to ask that question.
We're down to that now, huh?
No, that's wow. what I'm saying. And that'll be a peaceful protest, and nobody will worry about masks or anything else.
Yeah, you bring your strobe lights, your vile conversations, and your chants, and there you go. Welcome to the new normal.
The president of the United States was in Mankato not long ago. Do you remember that?
Yep.
The city restricted him to 250 people. At an airport event. But they don't restrict anybody at these mobs. Mitch McConnell's house said the same thing over the weekend. I mean, again, if you want that level of insanity where we coddle protesters, where we coddle thugs. I mean, Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, recently went to visit Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake is the rapist who was engaged in criminal activity, violating a restraining order. The police come at the request of the woman being harassed to arrest him and put him in jail. And what happens? Well, he gets shot because he won't throw his knife down on the ground. He has a weapon and he resists arrest. So that's he got shot. And the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, goes there and says, God bless you. God bless you. She's... Now, he's a human being. I'm not saying throw him in the gulag. I'm saying if you're a vice presidential candidate and you're lauding him, you know what she's doing? 100% identity politics. Disgraceful, sickening, pandering. That's what she's doing. It's what they do. It's what they do. So bad. We sent Kevin on a supersonic jet to Washington, D.C., and he has his microphones at the home of Lindsey Graham. What are we hearing?
This is already on Twitter. Look, I mean...
Good morning, Lindsey Graham!
Like that at 3 in the morning outside your house.
Can you hear me back in second grade?
Yeah, real nice. Strobe lights, they got the little van, and then the police are just standing there. How is that peaceful?
Do we even know for a fact that he is there? Because just because it's his house doesn't mean it's, you know, right?
Yeah, true. Nonetheless.
How funny would that be? He's not even there.
He's
staying in a Motel 6 someplace. He's not even there.
He has neighbors. I mean, I would have gone out there and said, hey, shut it with your bangos and your drums and your little... My gosh.
Unreal.
Probably can't arrest him, though, because it's a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
They're very peaceful. My ears are ringing, but it's a peaceful protest. Let's see here.
Are they breaking a noise ordinance at that hour, though?
I think so. Texter sends us a video of two guys wearing MAGA hats yelling at Joe Biden. He shakes their hands, and the Secret Service made them pull their hands out of their pockets. Joe was at some event this weekend that did you see what they did on Saturday?
No.
They called a lid, which in the political world means if you have a detail and media following a candidate or, you know, like a president, they'll call a lid, meaning you guys can go home back to the hotel because we're not going to go do anything. We're not going to a restaurant. Hmm. We're not doing any other events. They called that for Joe Biden this weekend at 8:30 in the morning.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you. He's going to nap today. No events here. Nothing to see. Go away. John and Minot, what's on your mind? Go ahead, John.
Arrest those so-called protesters for disturbing the peace. Throw them all in jail.
Tell it to the D.C. cops. You got a woke mayor. She won't,
that's
you know.
What I'm saying. Why don't they?
Yeah. Well, because it's a peaceful protest. They don't want to, you know, silence their Second Amendment or their First Amendment rights.
To me.
No, I'm with you, John, 100%.
And they got to go ahead and try and get another Supreme Court justice because the Democrats talk like they're going to try and get a couple more on the Supreme Court and raise it up to 11.
It is a very important election. You can't overstate the importance of that. Texter says, if your hypothetical were real, President Biden and Majority Leader Schmuck, I'd be too busy trying to find a skydive company that would let me jump without a chute.
Kamala's in charge of the GoFundMe to bail them protesters.
The criminals out. You're exactly right. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he has a short list of finalists of nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
Nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written.
The president says he's planning to nominate a woman this week, and he expects the Republican-controlled Senate would move quickly to approve his choice. But Democrats are staying optimistic about getting enough GOP defections to block such a vote before the election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was Ginsburg's dying wish that her seat stay open until after Election Day.
And we only need two more senators to say that they will abide by RBG's wish.
Tropical storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains and storm surge to Texas. It could hit near Galveston later today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Is brought to you in part by Action Movers. I have one heck of a deal for you. This is a deal you couldn't refuse, because if you are thinking about moving, you could actually have your move paid for. Somebody else could foot the bill. What the heck are you talking about, Hannon? Are you crazy? No. If you're moving, you obviously need a realtor, right? Find you a home, maybe sell your home, maybe both. Well, if so, you could get your move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. You fill out an easy online form at actionmovers.com, two A's, actionmovers.com. A local realtor contacts you within 24 hours. When your home sells or when you buy a new home, you're going to get $5 in cash for every 1,000 in home purchase equivalent. So again, you sell one, you buy one, that adds up. You move with Action Movers. The best of the best. Founded in 1932, Bismarck, North Dakota. Family owned, veteran owned. Be very careful when you move to just trust anybody. Is everybody drug tested? Do they have all the proper protocols of the driver and the people that are in and out of your home? Well, that's really, really important. Make sure you know. The reason they've been doing this since 1932. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Two A's in action. Actionmovers.com. 26 before the top of the hour. A couple of Facebook comments, and I'll get to our next guest here for you on the program. I was trying to find Joe Biden's clip, and it's here. But I almost hesitate just to not even get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that I did it. I wasted most of my weekend with people saying, oh, well, when the Garland did it, no, that was different. And, you know, then you can find quotes of, here's all you need to know. I'll say this again. If there were a Democratic president, a Democratic majority leader in the U.S. Senate, and 42 days until Election Day, I'd bet my life the Democrats would do exactly what the president, Donald Trump, and the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, are doing now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, who knows? They might not pull it off. They might not get a vote before the election. Might go into the lame duck, which if the president were to be defeated would be awful. But here's the deal. The Supreme Court should be the most important issue to anyone that calls themselves a conservative, a Republican, a libertarian, all right, wide swath of people. Liberals, most Democrats, you know, Green Party types, all of that, they hate the Constitution. They want it altered for their benefit. They see it as a tool. So when they don't get what they want in Congress, then they can take it to the courts. And, folks, they've succeeded a lot. We're losing our country. So I believe Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the insurance policy on the reelection of Donald J. Trump for president of the United States. It's how he won. Don't forget that. Many Republicans that did not like Donald Trump voted for Donald Trump because of the Supreme Court. And they're going to do the exact same thing this time. Trust me on this one thing. All right, our next guest is the author of an interesting book with a lot of facts that you don't find on 60 Minutes. You don't quite make the evening news front page of the paper. Unreported truths about COVID-19 lockdowns on trial. Michael Beatrice is here. Michael, how are you? Daniel, have you got Michael there for me?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. We decided to turn you up, so that's good. I can hear you now. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program today. What led you to write this book about digging into the unreported truths of COVID-19?
Yeah, it's interesting. So prior to this, I'd written over a dozen business and career books published by McGraw-Hill over the last 20 years or so. And when the first cruise ships, if you remember those, were quarantined in February and March, there was a lot of peaked interest around the world and certainly here, particularly the second one, when it was quarantined out to sea and then it ported into Oakland and it was covered all over the media like it was the Bronco chase. And I thought, wow, this could really be something. And when it ported in, nothing happened. Three people ended up, passing away as a result of it. And between the two cruise ships, there were a total of 10. And so about 10 days later, the Imperial College model was released that triggered the forecast of the 2.2 million American deaths in a do-nothing scenario. And I thought, God, that seems very odd that nothing would really huge happen on these cruise ships and this big prediction. So I pulled on a calculator and I started doing a bunch of demographics and math and applying all their inputs into that. And the cruise ship should have had 155 fatalities based on that model. And I thought that just doesn't add up. And then when we locked down California first, then Illinois and New York, and it triggered what ultimately was 40 million people being unemployed, that's what prompted me to write the book.
Because the cause and effect, you know, the cost-benefit analysis doesn't pencil out, doesn't it? I had a sister-in-law on one of those cruise ships, and she was battling cancer at the time. She since passed away, rest her soul, Carrie Colstall. And but she was, you know, she was battling at the time and actually needed to get to, you know, treatment and was stuck on the ship, and she was lucky enough to be one of the first ones off, but was on there a long time, quarantined after she got off. They wouldn't let her leave California there at some air base for, I forget how long, but it might have been 10 days or more. But
it was supposed to be 14 with the official, but whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. It would have probably been there, but hey, wait for 14, and then came home. But, you know, I thought at the time, here she is already, you know, suppressed, you know, with all these people and on a Petri dish. And, you know, thankfully we got her out of there without any coronavirus. But that's a very good point. I mean, we kind of forget about that. It seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it?
You know, it feels like the one thing that I don't feel like the country, the world really did a very good job of is analyzing what happened on those cruise ships, because that was a perfect experiment, to your point, on being a Petri dish. And there's very little reflection on the data that came out of that. And I think if we'd have studied that, even in the midst of getting that Imperial College model prediction and then the University of Washington models that have followed since, I think there would have been more rational rational decision-making. And again, it's not that COVID-19 is nothing. It's absolutely something. It's probably the most lethal virus type of spreading epidemic or pandemic in my lifetime. But what we're experiencing now is just a disproportionate response. I mean, we're going crazy. And so, like, an example of that is New York City still hasn't opened up their schools yet. New York hasn't had any infections, hospitalizations, or deaths that are statistically significant. I mean, they're almost down to nothing. I mean, they're almost down to, like, a North Dakota level of activity, right? And it's a huge area. For 3 months, and they're still closed down. And so, like, I can't understand how our leaders are making some of these decisions.
That's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the death count. And I have somebody that handed me last week, I talked about this on the air, the deaths by month for North Dakota, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you go, you know, January, February, March, April, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, there's no spike. The average amount of deaths, overall deaths, are exactly the same. And so I asked, we had a guest last week from the White House Task Force, said, what, you know, what's the national numbers like? He said, a little bit of a spike in April, otherwise exactly what you described is the case nationally. How can that be?
Well, I'm not sure what data that is. So we've recorded about 200,000 COVID-19 deaths is kind of the official count. We're up in all-cause mortality, excess deaths year-to-date, about 240,000. That's real. That's in a statistically significant above-average number. It's over 10%. What I have calculated, and this is all I've been doing for 6 months, we probably have about 110,000 to 120,000 real COVID-19 deaths in America. But what we're also having to offset that is close to 60,000 what I'd call lockdown deaths. And so these are deaths that are prompted by the lockdowns, and some of them are what we call deaths of despair. So those would be like ODs and suicides and things. But we've also got untreated ailments and people not going to ERs because they might be afraid or not going to get checkups and things like that. And so you're seeing a big spike in other cause deaths. And so if you sort of figure the net out as you've got 120,000 COVID-19 deaths, and then you have to sort of subtract the lockdown deaths to get a net number of what the overall impact is. And so now we're at a flu phase, right? We're at about 60, 70,000 maybe COVID-19 deaths as a net. Would we lock down the country and all these states for that? I just don't think so. It just doesn't make any sense.
So how is the White House Task Force saying a little bit of a spike in deaths in April, total deaths, otherwise the average, and I got the same thing in North Dakota. How is that different than you saying 240,000?
Well, I mean, I'm going off the CDC report, and even if you looked at, you know, Scott Atlas seems to be the voice of reason in the White House on that task force right now. I mean, thank goodness they finally got somebody like him in that's kind of got some balance between what's happening with COVID and what's happening with the lockdowns. But, I mean, he would concede, I'm not sure who that was or that you had on, you know, that we're certainly in an excess death phase for this year. There's just no question about that. It's about the proportionate response to that. And so you can look at New York has even had a little bit of a spike this summer, a little bit in excess deaths, but those are in younger people. And what you're seeing is that's all the results of lockdown deaths.
So, as you say, there are deaths from the virus, but they're less than are being reported, number one.
For
and
sure.
Number two, we're nowhere in the count is deaths that were caused by the lockdowns that negate, obviously, the lives you're trying to save there. You're going, that makes no sense. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec, if you would. We're going to continue on the other side of the break. The book, by the way, is called Unreported Truths About COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. You know, we need facts, just unvarnished facts, and folks can decide this stuff. That's why I like this kind of reporting in a book. More after this. Don't go away.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Intelligent Ag.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, most with that lifetime powertrain warranty that only Schwann has, like this one anyway. Customers say it's the best warranty in the business. Your trade-in, by the way, right now may be worth more than you think. And, oh, the finance rates are some of the lowest in years. The employee pricing deal, you might still be able to get that. Just drop the Todd Mitchell name. It might work. You never know. But shop, click, drive wherever you are at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, we continue our conversation with Michael Beatrice. Michael is the author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Lockdowns that cause deaths. I want the lockdown line item on these things to say, okay, well, let's start keeping track of what, okay, you say we got to do this. Are you aware that is killing people? Are you aware of that? You should be. Where is my mask clip there, Mr. Larson? I'll start with this. I got a question about masks, and we have a mask mandate debate going on in some communities across North Dakota on the agenda tonight in the Fargo City Commission. Again, they've already discussed this, but it didn't pass, so that's what you do. Just keep putting it on the agenda and ramming it down people's throats. Fargo City Commission, 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, City Commission Chambers. I'm going to go down there. I want to see there. I want to be present for this and find out what the logic is there. So join me tonight, Fargo City Commission, and we'll take that in. Okay, let's start on masks, because I do have Dr. Burks here. She was a guest of mine recently on a visit to North Dakota, and I asked her specifically about this mask mandate. And, the benefit of masks. And I want to get your take on what you said, Michael. Here it is.
Well, I think we have multiple examples right now. We have examples of people working and not knowing they had COVID, but being infected and not passing it on to any of their individuals, like in the beauty salon. The person in the chair had a mask on. The person that was infected had a mask on. She didn't know she was infected. No one, 140-plus clients, didn't get infected. We know now from comparing childcare throughout the summer, the child care staff that wore masks didn't have as many outbreaks and had less number infected during each outbreak. We know now across the South, when they put in a mask mandate, they dramatically decreased cases. Now, they also decreased indoor dining to 50%, and they closed stand-up bars, and they added masks, and that was enough. And so it's really, as the governor said, it's our pathway to continued freedom. No one wants to go back into things being closed again. And so we can prevent things from being closed by wearing a mask.
All right. Her answer to do they work? Your response?
Yeah, last week CDC Director Redfield made a comment about, he was at a hearing, and he was waving a mask up and said, this is our ticket, and this is more important than a virus, and really touting it. And there aren't many times that I'd ever say that Director Redfield was the dumbest guy in the room, but I tell you, that statement was over the top. So to Dr. Burks, we had about 65,000 kids and 22,000 staff members participate in summer camps. A grand total of 35 cases were identified from that. And, by the way, this was not a mask-wearing scenario. And no hospitalizations and no deaths. So here's where we are with masks. We've got situations, and if you take a look at the data, in Hawaii and Los Angeles and Japan and the Philippines and even Spain and France now, and I could really go on and on. If you look at the mask dates, the dates that they started these mandates, you'll see even weeks later that there's kind of been, putting in air quotes, an explosion of cases. The reason the virus rolls right through whether you've got a mask or not is because in anything less than an N95 mask, the pores in those masks, from a surgical mask all the way down to like a gaiter, the pores are 1,000 times bigger than a viral particle. That's why they don't stunt the spread. So the data is showing all over the world that even if there's a mask mandate, when the virus decides to be a virus and spread, it rolls through, it spends a few weeks, it does its thing, and it goes away. That's just what we're seeing all over. And so I can't understand. I think there's a psychological benefit to wearing the masks where people feel like it's heightened awareness and they're kind of doing their part. But the data is not supporting that it's having any impact whatsoever.
About a minute left. I do want to get your take on why you think people do that. Why do they go, okay, well, I'm going to put a mask on even though there's nothing that says that I need to, but I'll feel good. And shelter in place? Okay. Lockdown? Okay. Shut my business down? Okay. I mean, if 2020 is going to be known for anything, in my view, it's going to be known for a lot of people doing a lot of harm to themselves for no apparent reason, with just trusting we're going to do this. Why'd that happen?
So the reason it's happening isn't so much the politicians dictating it. It's the polls. You've got huge mainstream media coverage that is promoting things like cases and outbreaks at colleges. Meanwhile, there's no hospitalizations or deaths at colleges. So there's so much fear that people are embracing anything they can do, and they're not getting good context on exactly what's happening, which is if you're over six, if you're under 65 and healthy, you're at really no risk to COVID-19. And so we know who's identifiable that we should be insulating and protecting. But I think it's the fear, and it's propagated by so much imbalanced media coverage.
Fear has been weaponized. It absolutely has. And it is very, very powerful. So fight the fear. That's what we need to do, folks. Fight that fear 100%. Well, very interesting analysis, and there's way more in this book, so I'd get it if I were you, and be able to have these conversations and keep an eye on this going forward. Michael Beatrice, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The book is COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. Stephen Moore talking about the economic recovery and also about lawsuits protecting employers. How do we do that? Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.